Gio Gonzalez and the first place Nationals begin the second half in Cincinnati Friday, and Gonzalez gets plenty of support from Bryce Harper.
There it goes. See you later. A rocket in Cincinnati. And on Bryce Harper's 21st, the Nationals lead 4-0. No doubter, out in seconds. And that was an all-star swing.
Oh, gosh.
Bryce Harper with a two-run homer last time up leads off the top of the fifth inning. Harper swings and belts into center field. Hamilton going back stops, watches it go. It is gone. Goodbye. That one off the grassy berm, bangs off the window of the restaurant out there and back down onto the field. Bryce Harper has done it again with his 14th career multi-home run game. He's hit his 21st. He's hit his 22nd. He's driven in three runs tonight, and it's now the Nationals 5 and the Reds nothing. Bang! Zoom goes Bryce Harper just to the right of dead center. Gio
had his longest inning in the fourth.
Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. So Gio Gonzalez has his fourth strikeout. Top of the order in Billy Hamilton.
3-2. Swing and a miss. So a couple of K's in a row. Gio has 5 on the night.
Bottom of the ninth inning. Gio Gonzalez working on a 4-hit shutout to this point.
Fly ball to left. Playable for Chris Heisey. Drifting. One out.
There he goes.
And he's coming to get him. Brilliant outing from Gio. A 4-hitter through 8 1/3.
The Nationals get a strong start from Gio Gonzalez to begin the second half of the season. Washington improves to 27-17 on the road. Here's the manager, Dusty Baker.
I mean, that was as sharp as I've seen him and the longest. You know, he kept his sharpness. And he had an outstanding breaking ball. He located his fastball well through an occasional changeup. And, I mean, this is a tough offensive team he faced with in a very short ballpark. You never really feel comfortable here because, you know, you can reach the fences, and they got quite a few guys over there that can reach the fences. So, yeah, that was outstanding for Gio. Thought that was long enough because we need him for, I don't know, 15, 20 more starts, hopefully. And, you know, he was, you know, very good tonight. No, I wasn't that tempted. I mean, you know, like we started to start with somebody else in the ninth, but, you know, even though Joey Votto had pretty good success against Gio, but Gio had his breaking ball tonight big time. So, you know, we knew that he was only going to face Joey Votto and then we're going to get him out of there. And, you know, this club never stops. You know, they don't quit over there. So, as you see, they had – but, you know, they were almost within slam reach and had the tying run on deck. So, no, I wasn't that tempted. Oh, yeah. I mean, that was great. And I told him I was going to give him one of these days off, and he said, nah, you know, he really doesn't need it. And so we gave Murph a day off. We'll give Zim a day off on Sunday. And we'll probably give, you know, Bryce a day off possibly with those 2 days. The one off day in Anaheim.
Bryce Harper continues an MVP caliber season. He goes 2-for-4 on Friday with the 2 homers, 3 runs scored, and 3 RBIs. He's batting .327.
Yeah, I think I was coming back from an All-Star break, just trying to, you know, get in the swing of things again and try to get a pitch over the plate I could drive, and got 2 of them tonight. Yeah, I think you know, all year long, we tried to put some runs up there on the board, and you know, Gio took care of business tonight, throwing pitches over the plate, and you know, really tried to pound the strikes on the best he could, and you know, I think he did that to the best of his ability tonight, and got him some runs early, and you know, throwing up a zero in this ballpark for Gio, that's pretty tough. So you know, good job by him. I mean, you know, he was really good in 12. You know, so I think. You know, he's been great all year for us this year. You know, goes to show how good our catcher is and Matt Wieters. You know, the way he plans, the way he goes about it. You know, one of the best in the league at you know, really, really knowing what to throw guys and how to approach you know, teams and whatnot. And you know, a lot of credit to, you know, Matt Wieters. I mean, I just didn't you know, want to get out of the lineup. You know, I knew Murph and, you know, possibly Zim were going to get some days off and possibly Rendon and, you know, a couple guys. So I want to stay in the lineup every single day I'm in there. You know, I can do something and do damage. And, if I'm not in there, then, I possibly could have hit a ribby or, hit a homer or, something like that. So, if I would have had the day off today, I wouldn't hit the two homers that I wanted to hit. And, keep it at that.
The Nationals will get back to work at Great American Ballpark on Saturday, and their ace, Max Scherzer, will be on the mound.